got that sound.
Chris and Kira, weekends from 11.
2FM. Wow, my goodness, what a weekend it was, Kira.
It really was. And you know what? We kind of set the standard on Saturday when we had a chat about dishwashers.
Yeah,
and I know
I really
that doesn't sound very exciting, but boy, oh boy, it turned into a massive debate.
Oh no, that debate about dishwashers was more exciting than like general election coverage or anything. Like that thing was off the hook, Kira. And I'm not even being sarcastic when I say that. That opened an absolute can of worms. You should have seen the texts. It was insane what was going on them once we started this debate.
I know. And obviously Kira's diary is back as well. And Kira has figured out who her competition is.
Yes.
For the student president campaign.
Yes, it's very exciting. As well as that then, on Sunday, of course, we were chatting about the fact that there will be emojis. The emoji guys had a big announcement back in April saying, guys, we can't do any emojis because of COVID. But now they're saying, no, but now there will be emojis, Kira, so it's all good. And then we were discussing, I have a theory that Kira is trying to drag the show team onto a Zoom call to have a big announcement about something. But Kira claims that that is not the case, Kira. So...
Nope, I just want to check out how everyone's getting on.
All right.
You know, some of us haven't seen each other in a while.
Sure, sure.
I'm basically doing your guys' job by bringing us all together.
Why is it my job? I'm just happy being quiet little old Chris in the corner and Kira dragging me into social conversation. It's awful. Right, look, all of that and more, of course. Here we go. Enjoy. Kira, it's time. It is time.
I don't know. Are you ready, Chris?
I'm ready. I don't think you're ready because once you reveal to the nation...
Oh, Chris. Oh, I sat down last night and I wrote down notes.
Kira's taking notes. Kira has receipts. Kira's here prepared. Kira has come correct. Kira, well, good for you. Listen, how do we even frame this? Firstly, Kira, how did this argument even start?
It's all our producer Jonathan's fault. So he forwarded on an article that Adrian Charles, he's a British TV presenter, wrote about his dad in The Guardian, and it was about how his father was so bad at so many things, but he was so precise about the way that he stacked the dishwasher.
Yes.
Now, he was, you know, and Adrian Charles kind of said that, you know, his father had no problem waiting a couple of days until the dishwasher was absolutely and utterly full before putting on a wash. And he would be disgusted at the sort of person who would put on a half-filled dishwasher. So then, obviously, in our show, WhatsApp, where we throw in the amazing ideas, you know.
Where we brainstorm great content, yes.
You know,
yeah.
This argument erupted, and it really felt like you and Jonathan ganged up on me. I don't really know where Adam was with this whole story.
Yeah, Mr. Kira and Adam are great friends until there's an argument. Then suddenly Adam's nowhere to be found, Kira. Suddenly you're on your own. See what I'm saying?
So I said to the guy...
Kira said the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Jonathan said that he can't understand why his mother washes down the plates before she puts it into the dishwasher. And I said... I always wash down the plates and cutlery and everything before I put it into the dishwasher. Then Chris comes back with the fact that he reads the dishwashing manual to find where the jets are in a dishwasher to get the optimum wash on the plates. And I was like, you're an absolute
no,
nerd.
No, no, listen.
Then I revealed that I grew up in a house that didn't have a dishwasher. I've moved into a new place, which does have a new dishwasher, but it's only me there. So I'm continuing to wash my cups and my plates in the sink.
Kira sent a picture of her dishes, like, you know, in those drying racks, all hanging up with the dishwasher beside them. Kira, what are you doing? Firstly, of course I read the manual, because if you read the manual, it tells you where all the jets are. It tells you where all the jets are, Kira. And then you can optimally stock the dishwasher. Now, let me tell you something. If you put a plate in the wrong place, if you put like a pan or anything that's a large curved surface, you can be stopping the flow of the jets, Kira, and you're not getting the best wash for the dishes. So of course I read the manual. What do you think I am? Some kind of madman? I'm going to use a dishwasher without having read the instructions properly? Absolutely not.
This is coming from the same man who refused to wash dishes so bought paper plates to eat on.
I remember one time we worked at another radio station and I was a slightly younger, more immature man, and I did buy paper plates so that I could throw them out without having to use the dishwasher. And also once, didn't I like basically begged you, Kira, to help me wash my dishes because so many had built up for you. All right. So Kira, as you can see, I learned from the error of my ways. And
okay,
now...
Okay, here's another one. Here's another one for you, because Adam did make the point. When you put knives or forks into the dishwasher, Chris, do you put them upside down or facing up?
You put them in with the knife or forky part, like the part you hit the food with. You put that up so that it has better access to the water, of course.
See, that's
idiots.
What I would have said. But then Adam said that there was some scene in EastEnders where there was a fatal a fatal injury caused by knives being up in a dishwasher.
Yeah, look, Kira, you put them in up, and anyone who put... So if you get the dishes and the cutlery and all that, and you put it into the cutlery holder in the dishwasher, you're an imbecile, quite frankly. And I don't want you listening to this show. I don't want to have anything to do with you, because that's not what you do. Kira, I also want to bring something up with you. You said Kira then tried... When Kira realised she was being ganged up on, Kira just grabbed for... You know the way in a fight you grab for any weapon that's near you? Kira then said... It's because I care about the environment that I'm not using the dishwasher. Kira, I did my research. Hand washing plates is way worse for the environment than using
a
dish. Yeah, way worse for the environment.
Even if my washing up liquid is eco-friendly?
No, it's to do with how much water you use, how much hot water you use,
Chris,
the waste.
There's no way that me and my tiny little dishes could... No, that doesn't make sense.
It is. Hand washing dishes. I'm going to get the research for you
here. Wait a second.
In our tests, we found that it took much more water. Sorry, I'm just trying to paraphrase here. Listen to this. In other words, hand washing, so what you do, Kira, used 5 times as much water as an efficient dishwasher. Your Honor, I present to the court that Kira is actually ruining the environment by hand washing her dishes.
All right, Chris. All right. 51552. I'm dying to get people's dishwashing thoughts, because I know that I've lived in a couple of houses where
it causes such fights.
It causes such fights. And, you know, I land somewhere in the middle. I don't mind how a dishwasher is stacked, but I do like the dishes to be washed down before they're put into the dishwasher. But then I'd have a housemate who'd come in and rearrange all the plates and all the cutlery and everything.
Oh, listen, I'm
but
very particular about it.
I have to say,
it.
Though, I do find it, like, I really did take notes on this, because I was sitting, how exciting was my Friday night? I was sitting thinking about dishwashers.
Yeah.
I find it very therapeutic.
Yeah, no, it is. And I tell you, a good stacked dishwasher, like, I treat it like an art. And I mean, listen to this.
You're lethal. You never put cutlery standing up in a dishwasher, man. I mean, what are you at? Bloody hell, have you not seen EastEnders? You think you get a warning from that? Please do not put your cutlery standing up in the dishwasher with the pointy bits standing up.
Kira, what is this EastEnders thing that everyone's talking about?
I don't know. Something must have happened in EastEnders.
Yeah, what am I...
Involving a dishwasher and knives that were pointing up.
I'm looking at all the tech... Loads of them are referring to EastEnders. This is... Obviously, we're really missing something.
Yeah. Earlier on in the show, myself and Chris were talking about a heated discussion that took place in our work WhatsApp group during the week about how to and how not to, I suppose, load a dishwasher. How do you feel about dishwashers in general? And obviously we took some notes and we put it out there. We were chatting about it on the show, and so many people have texted in. Somebody says, a dishwasher saved our relationship. End of.
I find the opposite. I find dishwashers cause enormous arguments. In fact, everything else on the text is a total argument, a contentious argument about a dishwasher. So I'm not quite sure. Someone says, Kira, I love you, but there is no need to rinse. And then this person has even included an article in the text about how you don't need to rinse before you wash the dishes. There you go, Kira. That's your show now.
Chris, knives and forks down. Otherwise, you're putting your paw prints all over the part that you eat with when taking them out. Hygiene, corona. Yeah, Chris.
Hold on now. So several people are saying that on the text, actually, and directing
it
specifically
sense,
at me. Hold on. No, it doesn't make sense, Chris. Because do you know what Chris does? He washes his hands. You know what I mean? Chris is walking around with clean hands. Chris isn't outside, like, rubbing them in soil and then coming in and emptying the dishwasher. Chris is fully capable of washing his own hands.
This text message is absolutely wild. A friend who is a kitchen fitter has told me that a surprising large amount of people have 2 dishwashers. Fancy. They rotate the 2 and don't put the clean dishes back into the cupboards. Instead, they use clean dishes directly from one while loading dirty dishes back into another.
I can see the benefit of that, Rob.
I can see the benefit of that, but, like, who has money for 2 dishwashers? I mean, it seems a bit ridiculous, doesn't it?
Who has space for 2 dishwashers? Yeah, I mean, that's a lot. This is a considerable amount of dishwashers. Now, hold on. This guy, or girl, I'm not sure. This person is science-based. They say, we work in a company that coats metals, and we always put pointed items face up so that the liquid runs off smooth, same as in a dishwasher. There you go. This gentleman does this for a living, and he's saying that's what you do.
Somebody says, hi, Chris and Kira. I'm very passionate about this. Cutlery has to go in.
Okay, sure.
Cutlery has to go in upside down for a couple of reasons. Number one, the danger of poking yourself with whatever is sticking up. Number two, hitting off something and getting food on you. Disgusting. Number three, there is holes in the cutlery basket to allow the water to get in. It is literally built to put them in that way. And lastly, when you're unloading the dishwasher, your hands don't touch where your mouth should be.
All right, if I could respectfully refer to your points, Texture, which you've so nicely itemized. One, the danger of poking yourself with whatever is sticking up. Amazingly, I'm just able to do it without poking myself. That's
the Chris,
option.
Come on.
What? Stop. No, like I've never stabbed myself loading a dishwasher.
Unloading it.
Whatever. Number two says hitting off something and getting food on you. Again, amazingly, I'm just capable of doing it without doing that. And then three. Right, I'll take your third point. The little cutlery baskets are designed to let the water. All right, I'll give you that,
one. That makes absolute no sense.
All right, yeah.
And then finally, somebody says, congratulations to Sam Hodgkins, who made his confirmation today, and his job is to empty the dishwasher.
Good for you, Sam Hodgkins. He's making his confirmation, and surely he's going to get a day off emptying the dishwasher, though, if he's made his confirmation.
Oh, come on. Whoever is parenting him or guiding him in life, give him the day off. Let him not unload the dishwasher.
Poor Sam Hodgkins. God almighty. Right. Hi, everyone. What is going on? How are you? My name is Chris. As you know, this is Kira.
Hello.
And of course, speaking of Kira, you would, of course, if you were a regular listener to our nighttime show, which of course everybody was in Ireland, had millions of listeners, you would know that Kira's diary really was a staple of that show. Kira would bring in her genuine old diaries from when she was a young lady. She would read them to us, and they were honestly some of the most unintentionally brilliant Irish literature, Kira, that's ever been created. So,
you know, I've just been going through my phone last night. I was just, because I save a lot of the diary entries onto my phone. And do you know what, Chris? We've been doing it since March 26th.
I think here at March 26th was a time. Now, look, don't get me wrong. It's not like things have gotten that much better. But March 26th was a particularly dark time in the nation's psyche. And Kira, like an exiled prodigal son hero, you returned over the mountain
That scene in Braveheart where the Irish came over
that's
the hill.
That's right. That's exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. But you doing your diary for coronavirus. So obviously, Kira revived teenage Kira, took the DNA, the spirit, the essence of teenage Kira, and applied it to everything that's going on in the world now, because my goodness, it's a tumultuous time for us all.
It really is, and I have to give a shout out to a lot of my friends who are teachers, and a lot of the kids who've gone back to school and have gone back to college as well, because it is a really weird time.
So scary, yeah.
And I'm hearing so many different stories, and I just want to kind of say, you know, kind of keep trucking, you know.
Solidarity.
Exactly. And that's kind of what Kira's diary is about today. There's a lot of innuendo in it, I'm not going to lie. And also, teenage Kira finds out who her competition for student president might be. And also, we learn that she stepped it up a notch with Lucy's older brother.
Oh, my goodness. This is all happening. Jesus. Listen, also on the way for you, we've Travis Scott, Sicko Mode. We've Jason Derulo, Savage Love. First, though, without any further ado, here is another installment of Kira's Diary.
Dear Diary, so much has happened this week, I don't even know where to begin. Firstly, me and Rebecca totally had a cry in the bathrooms at school when we heard that Shoda, one of President Michael D's dogs, had passed away. Poor Brode, she must be so lonely. You know, me and Rebecca made quite the name for ourselves when we used to do impressions of the two dogs on TikTok. We used to get tons of views, so we were obviously really popular. Even though Lucy said that the two of us were an absolute embarrassment to our parents, and that the only reason we were getting so many views was because it was the most pathetic thing she'd ever seen in her life. I think she was just jealous, and maybe was worried that we'd become viral, which would make a change from Lucy being viral, if you know what I mean, dear diary. As in, Lucy catching something viral? If you know what I mean, dear diary. I'm talking about viral STIs. If you know what I mean, dear diary. Anyway, in other news, Gigi Hadid and Zayn from One Direction had a baby girl this week too. Oh my god, can you imagine how handsome that baby is going to be? And also, all these old plebs on Twitter are losing their shit about something called The Den coming back. It looks weird to me. Two alien puppets called Zig and Zag, presented by an old man called Ray Darcy. Dustin the Turkey is back too. He seems like a bit of crack. Mum says she thinks I love it and I'll be right up my street. Like, okay and everything, but I'll tell you what's right up my street. And that's Ian Somerhalder with his top off in The Vampire Diaries. Two alien puppets and a man with his hand up a turkey's arse isn't going to do it for me. If you know what I mean, dear diary. Lots of the country has gone back into lockdown again, which is worrying. They better not lock down here, because then I'll be stuck in this god-awful place and I'll never be able to leave and go to college. School is stressful enough too. I'm getting spots on my chin from having to wear a mask all day. Thank God I have the mask to cover up the fact that I'm looking like Dr. Pimple Popper's vision board. Major drama in school this week. All the fifth years were sent home because of a COVID precaution, which did spell good news for me, because I heard rumours that a jumped-up girl called Faith in fifth year is thinking of running for student president. The problem is, Faith is and always has idolised Lucy, and Lucy has mentored her over the years, which means pre-COVID, she was known for putting out and not wearing a proper sports bat in PE classes, if you know what I mean, dear diary. So it makes her pretty popular with the male student population. Lucy says she'll help me to get her back to back down if needs be, but also admires her initiative in having political aspirations at such a young age. Didn't realise my best friend had suddenly turned into, oh, I don't know, Ivanka Trump. But Lucy is loyal, and I have great faith that she'll come through for me. It's also rumoured that Michael Nair is in the running for student president too. In fairness to Michael, he's good crack. He staged a kidnap to get out of double maths when we were doing classes over Zoom back in March. Everyone thinks he's a mad bastard now after it. And I eventually did see the funny side once I realised that he hadn't actually been kidnapped and that it was in fact his two brothers and not members of notorious teenage kidnapping circle. He could be my biggest competition thus far. Lorcan is running too. I heard that he told everyone that his granny died from COVID-19, but I'm not falling for that this time. There'll be no pity shifting from me down the back of the hall at a sweaty youth club disco. No siree. He must think that he'll get sympathy votes, which is pretty strategic, and I'm sure enough girls with low self-esteem issues will believe him. I have to make sure that everyone knows that he's lying and that his granny is actually fine and alive and well and probably playing bingo in a car somewhere. At least I have Lucy back to her old self again. That SAD, shifting affective disorder, had her in a real funk, but I needed my Kamala Harris back, and she is. For a while there, I was getting nothing but Melania Trump vibes off her. Lights were on, nobody was at home. Anyway, I better go here. I'm expecting a call, a FaceTime actually, with Lucy's older brother. If you know what I mean, dear diary. Goodbye, dear diary. Love, Kira.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Chris.
Kira, good morning to you.
How are you?
Good. You?
I'm great.
Good, good. That's our office water cooler talk out of the way.
Phew.
Yeah. Get up to anything fun last night?
No, not really. You?
No, I am. Nice and quiet. Right. Hey, big thanks to Louise, of course, for the last 2 hours. Give her a big round of applause. My goodness. That was a sprightly round of applause. Good for you, Kira. That was big energy. I liked it. Hey, actually, you know what? I'm really excited about this, and I'm not saying this sarcastically. Kira, do you remember, I think it was back in March or April of this year, we had a discussion because I was so confused because they had a huge ceremony about how announcing the fact that there wouldn't be any emojis for 2020.
Yes.
Remember they literally had a press release and they were like, guys, we're not going to be able to make any emojis because of COVID and we're really sorry. Now apparently they're going to be able to make more emojis. How
yes.
exciting.
A new list of emojis have been announced for 2021, but I want to ask people, and I was trying to think myself as well, what practical emojis do I need? Like, there's so many emojis that I never use, like the mermaid emoji.
So you're saying maybe get rid of some of the less used emojis and try and get some more practical,
meaty
stuff in there. Yeah.
Yes.
I've started using, no joke, I'm like getting to, like, I'm like the Egyptians now. I'm using them as hieroglyphs. I'm no longer typing the verb or the object. I'm just using the emoji. It's great.
You
I
see,
love it.
It's, yeah, I'm not quite comfortable with that either, Chris. But
I'm
anyway.
Sure you're not. We were discussing why the emoji people, for some reason, because I remember there was a huge, like they put out a press release and everything saying, guys, we can't make any emojis because of COVID, okay? And I said,
Chris,
can
I
they not
you,
just meet?
I love how you call them like the emoji people. They're actually called the Unicode Consortium. Which
sure, the a bunch of dweebs that are
it's
the Unicode
a non-profit,
Consortium.
It's
yeah.
a non-profit organization that oversees emoji standards. Like, I actually can't believe this myself.
They sound great.
And they,
yeah.
they're responsible for new releases. And uh-huh. you're right, last April, Chris, they
was
came out
April?
To say
yeah.
it was April. That there would be no more emojis this year.
But why couldn't you just do that over email? Like, surely you could email it and be like, look, guys, I've an idea for emoji. He's wearing a mask. And then you could reply with, yep, yeah, looks good. Let's make it an emoji. How was it that COVID was going to stop the emoji release? I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's a bit strange. But anyway, they've announced the release of more than 200 emojis that will hit smartphones throughout next year.
Great.
Okay? They're calling it a minor release, the Unicode Consortium. I still can't get my head around the fact that it's called the Unicode Consortium and that there is like a panel of experts to deal with emojis, Chris. Anyway, sorry.
These sound like my type of people, though. I don't think you'd like them, Kira. Something tells me you wouldn't enjoy hanging out with the Unicode Consortium.
I don't think I would. I don't think I would.
I'd like them.
So among the major additions, it's a, and some pointed out fittingly for this year, a heart with a bandage wrapped around it.
Okay.
And a heart on fire.
Okay.
So depending on your interpretation, it could express either a heartburn or a heartbreak.
I see what you're saying, because the heart yeah. has a bandage around it, but he's on fire, heart yeah. burning. Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
Another major addition is an attempt at creating a gender-neutral person with a beard.
Okay, fair enough.
Rather than just allowing a seemingly male option. And the attempted gender-inclusive design offers three variants of the beard. A person with a beard, a woman with a beard, and a man with a beard.
Okay.
So there you go.
Right. Mm-hmm. So those are going to be in the new Unicode release of emojis this coming 2012.
And a lot of them are dedicated to skin tones for the couple with the heart, you know, to give different skin tone options.
I saw there's going to be an interracial option. So as in, usually if you click the couple, it's only like two white people or two black people. But now they're going to have like a couple that's a black and a white person. That's clever. Yeah. Right. I get it. I hear that. Yeah,
Other fun additions include a face or head in the clouds.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
That one I probably could kind of use. And then a face blowing out a breath or cold or smoke.
So,
interesting one, you know, when we're told to wear masks and basically not blow anything out.
So there's an anti-mask emoji is what you're saying, Kira. There's a defiant little emoji.
It's a bit of a weird one, though, isn't it?
Sure, sure.
So the updates should hit your phone anywhere from January to October 2021. A couple of people have texted in actually earlier, Chris. Someone says they'd love an emoji for a pint of Guinness.
Is there not a... No, actually, I checked once. There's only that stupid beer glass emoji. And you know what?
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't want that. Sometimes you want a goddamn... I don't know. I'm going to see if... I think if you type beer into the emoji thing, all you get is like stupid, like tankard looking... Yeah, I don't want that. Yeah, you're right here. There should be a Guinness emoji. Absolutely. Can I suggest an emoji, if it's all right? If I could be so bold as to suggest an emoji to the Unicode Consortium, I will put it to them. There needs to be a sarcasm emoji. Like, not like a sarcastic face or whatever, but there needs to be some type of symbol or notation for sarcasm. You know what I'm saying, Kira? Because you're very difficult sometimes to convey it over WhatsApp. I want a sarcasm emoji of some sort. Maybe
or
a symbol of some sort.
I know what you're trying to say. You're right. A symbol to say, by the way, don't take that seriously. That
exactly.
was sarcasm, but this could be taken up wrong. Okay.
Yes.
You've gotten yourself into trouble again, haven't you?
See, when you say it's difficult to convey tone over text. Mm. So I would like a sarcasm emoji.
Okay, somebody has texted and said, we need a schmize emoji for that weird look you give when you're wearing your mask and try to smile with your eyes. Okay, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, all right. I could go with that one. Sure. Fair enough. All right, 51552. If we were gonna meet the Unicode Consortium and discuss the new emojis with them, what should we bring to them? So far, Kira, we've a Guinness emoji, we've the schmize emoji. I would like some type of sarcasm notation. Anything from you, Kira, that you're looking for in the new emoji release?
Really? Honestly, Chris, not really.
You're happy with the current level? You don't like emojis, actually. Kira's
I'm not really a fan of emojis,
Kira's a poet. Kira wants to write everything down. Kira's very eloquent. Kira, you and I have to have a discussion now in a few minutes. I'm doing an intervention for you here with this, all right?
Okay, but before you do that, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you think I should buy a dry robe or not?
A dry robe?
Mm-hmm.
Is that with like a thing that's a robe that's like a towel? So like you put it on? Oh, I have one of those.
Do you?
Yeah, I really like it.
It's so weird because I've been thinking of purchasing one because I want to swim later this year. And then Marion Keyes was talking about buying a dry robe on Twitter. And I'm like, wow, the planets are aligning here and pointing me to buy a dry robe.
I have one. They're good. You should like as in it's so it's not like in your normal bathrobe or whatever. It's more kind of like a towel. But okay, I'm explaining it to others, not you. I know you know what a dry robe is. I'm just saying that I have one, and they're good. So you're thinking of making the plunge, so to speak, and getting one, are you?
Yes.
Oh, very exciting. Well, I guess we'll have to discuss that as well. Kira's dry robe. Well, let's get to this.
Okay,
because
let's
I've
just get this over
had enough with. Of this, and I need to confront you about this on air. And I actually feel in a weird way this is the place to do it, because it's on record, and other people can hear, and they can give their opinions as well. So Kira, obviously, like 6 months ago or 7 months ago, doing Zoom calls was fun and cool because we were all adjusting to lockdown. It's no longer cool or fun, but you have now really taken to it and are dragging people onto Zoom calls all the time, and I'm not having it.
I'll tell you what, back in March and April, when we kind of entered into this strangest period of all of our lives, people were doing Zoom quizzes, and it was too much, and people were connecting with each other, and I found it exhausting, actually. I found at that particular time...
Yeah.
I found it kind of exhausting. So thankfully, when the country opened back up, I didn't have to do as much Zoom quizzes, let's say.
Okay.
So, or Zooms for that matter. So
sure.
That's kind of stopped, you know. But now, you know, there's still people that work together that aren't and haven't seen each other for a really long time. And I love who works on our team.
Sure.
And I just wanted to reach out.
You don't love me, though. Like, you find me annoying. Just have a Zoom with them.
And check, because we're part of this team, whether you like it or not.
No, I know we are. Yeah, great.
A little reminder now, we've been doing it for 11
years. No,
so
I know, yeah.
When I ask you to do a Zoom and stop complaining about it.
So here's the thing. I'm not trying to, like, just to give people context here. So
no, I want to give people context as well.
No, you're giving
it's
them all
me
the context.
And three men. No, it's me and three men.
Sure.
And I was like, no, these boys.
what about these boys? What are you talking about? This makes no sense.
Sometimes the boys Exactly. You know what I mean? You have me.
Listen. Okay.
You're driven mad.
There's four of us here generally. It's me, it's a guy, producer Jonathan, broadcast coordinator Adam, and Kira, of course. So there's four of us. Kira, I know you like Jonathan, and I know you and Adam are great pals. So why don't you just ring Adam or something? Have a chat with him on the phone. Do you know what I mean?
No, this is about the show, and this is about creativity, and this is about us connecting in a year where it's very, very important to do that.
Do you really want to talk to me or Jonathan, like, in your off time? I can't imagine you do. Like, I mean,
yes, I do.
Why?
We're going to do it. We are going to do it. We're going to check in with each other as human beings.
Okay.
You know, we're going to talk. We're going to do some shop talk, and then I'm going to see how you guys are doing.
No, I have a theory. I have a theory on this, right? I have a theory on this, Kira. I've known you a long time. As you mentioned, 11. I think it's coming up on 12 years, Kira. I know you very, very well, and I know you a lot better than you think I know you. You have some announcement that you want to share with us, and you want a big audience for it, and you want us all there on the Zoom so that we have to go, oh, my God, that's so cool, blah, blah, blah. That's what this is.
Chris, why? Okay, first of all, if I did have a big announcement, why would I choose you, Jonathan, and Adam?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, what do we need to know about this for? No, no, that's what it is, Kira. You're very theatrical. You love the pageantry, and you have some big announcement, right?
Chris, I don't have any big announcements.
Here, I have an idea, though, and I've even prepared this, okay? So, Kira, there's a big audience now listening to this, certainly a lot more than would be on the Zoom call. Do you know what I mean? There's probably a few tens of thousands more than there would be on that four-person Zoom call, one of which would be you, so only three people as an audience. This is a much bigger audience right now. I even have fanfare. So, Kira, what's the announcement? What is it you want to say on the Zoom call that you can just say it here to the whole country?
I don't have any announcements, Chris.
And it's going to be something stupid. Like, you know the way earlier you said you're going to get a towel that, like, dries you? Or a robe towel?
A dry robe, yes.
Yeah. It's probably something like you bought more duck down duvet covers for the winter. Like, because Kira really gets excited about these stupidest things that we all have to then go, oh, oh yeah, very good, yeah.
No,
is that it?
I don't have any announcement. I'm just, you know, I'm content. I'm taking control of this team, and I'm checking in with everyone.
Okay, is the announcement that you've ordered Egyptian cotton sheets? I know you really like those. And the last time you bought those, we all heard about it for a few weeks. It's not that, You're buying some kooky Roger Federer merchandise, and you want us to normalize it and go, yeah, that's cool. No?
No, I don't.
You're gay. You're coming out.
No.
We're all going to celebrate. No?
No, that's not it. I'm not pregnant.
I was going to say, are you
Chris,
pregnant? No.
There is no announcement.
Is this a gender reveal party for your baby?
No.
Oh, I know it is. You found a great deal on car insurance. And you want to tell us all about it. Kira, what is the announcement? I'm trying to save Jonathan and Adam the torture of having to do a Zoom call where we're all really awkward and weird. And
no, you're just going to have to step up this one, and we'll not be awkward and weird, okay?
Kira, there's a fanfare and everything. Are you sure you don't have a big announcement now that everyone's listening?
Chris, I don't have.
Then why are we doing a Zoom call?
It's work-related.
Work-related? It's not, though, either. Kira's just saying that so we all show up. It's definitely not. Well, listen, Kira, whatever your big announcement is, be it that you're pregnant or you've bought a new...
There's no big announcement. Crikey.
Wow. All right. Well, enough of this then. So, look, I'll see if we can fit in a Zoom call. I mean, we're all very busy, Kira. Who knows if we're going to be able to manage.
And Jonathan and Adam, if you happen to be listening, if you don't show up for my Zoom call, they will be held to pay.
You know when a really important politician sends, like, some other guy to do it, like, to, if he can't go to an opening and he's like, oh, we'll send this guy, can I send, like, so I know broadcast coordinator Daniel is going to go instead of me, okay? He's going to go as my envoy. He's my UN envoy, and he's going to go.
Chris,
yes,
for once in your life, just once, don't be difficult and show up when I ask you, okay?
I don't know, Kira. I don't know.
Seriously.
I don't know.
It's not as if you're doing anything else. It's not as if anyone else is doing anything else, okay? Just show up if I ask you for a Zoom call, okay?
Well, we'll see. I couldn't give you an answer right now, but I will be back to you on it, okay? I don't know right now if I can, but... Hey, it's James Vincent McMorrow. He'll show up on the Zoom call. He'll be there.
Got that sound.
Chris and Kira, weekends from 11.
2FM.